Last week we said that Popper didn't follow his own reasoning. And if you've read ahead further onto the online writing for this show, you'll see that I'm arguing that for this reasoning, we need de Grazia, Sebastian de Grazia, of Time, Work, and Leisure. We saw last week that Popper both hoped that individuals would make the state more humanitarian by modifying its institutions, while at the same time saying what I think is obviously true, which is that a, quote, a humanitarian ethics requires an individualistic interpretation of justice, unquote. But individuals do not operate the mechanisms of state. Functionaries do. Functionaries captured by the wage. So if you can control where money goes, you can control what gets done in a system. So with this in mind, let's consider Popper's hopes about how he thought we might get the future we want. Quoting Popper, "There is another distinction within the field of political problems corresponding to that between persons and institutions. It is the one between the problems of the day and the problems of the future." Unquote. My interjection, putting it this way, makes it clear that for Popper and for many today, there's no way around having a state, as the problems of the day and the problems of the future are the same under class. And I, for one, don't want to continue wrestling with them, the problems attendant upon class, upon letting the few lead. So in wrestling with Popper on this question, I think we wrestle with the popular consciousness